Unit 25. Recording 32.
Thanks, Kate, for showing us happening. I'm sure there'll be lots of questions about it from students. Sarah, yes, you first.
Where did your idea of a newspaper for teenagers come from?
Well, I used to spend a lot of time reading newspapers when I was at school, but my friends didn't read them much, even though I knew they were concerned about what was going on in the world. So I suppose the idea of setting up some kind of newspaper for young people came from that time.
Hannah?
Why did you go for an online newspaper?
Well, I did a journalism course at university. I'd also had the opportunity to do a course on website design, and that influenced my decision. It just seemed natural to combine the two, so I designed a prototype of an online newspaper for teens. My main motivation was that I wanted to increase young people's awareness of current affairs, but I also realised that there might be a chance of making it a commercial success. I felt that there was a big demand for an online newspaper aimed specifically at teenagers.
Jasvinda, your question.
Didn't you need a lot of money to get it started?
Not really, no. I talked to a couple of university friends, and when the course finished, we just went ahead. That's one of the great things about most online business. You don't need huge amounts of money at the outset. But we did need money to live on, of course. We had real difficulty in persuading banks to lend us anything at all. Every bank we approached was sceptical about whether the project would ever make money. But eventually, we managed to borrow some money from parents, and we took the decision to work on it for 6 months. If we weren't making money after that, we'd give the idea up.
Can I ask a question here? How do you actually make money when people don't have to pay to access the site?
All the money comes from advertising. Organisations pay us to put their adverts on the site. When we started, we immediately contacted companies, but it was difficult to generate business at first. They were very wary of advertising with us, but as the number of hits we got started to increase, that's the number of people accessing the site, the number of companies wanting advertising space went up as well.
I see, thanks. Hannah, you've got another question.
Do you think online newspapers will ever take the place of traditional newspapers?
I doubt it. Being able to access news online is right for some people, but not others. A lot of people want to be able to read a newspaper on the bus or train, or at home away from their computer. So no, I think there'll always be a need for traditional newspapers.
Any more? Tom?
What's been the reaction of teenagers to Happening?
We average about 20,000 hits a day, and the number's steadily growing. We've had an increase of about 50% in the last 3 months alone. When I talk to young people, they seem generally very enthusiastic about the site, and hundreds of comments get posted on our message board each day.
And do many people complain about Happening?
Yes, we get both complaints and praise. In the early days, we used to get quite a lot of complaints about our news coverage because it didn't feature young people's perspectives enough. We've tried to take that on board. So, for example, as you know, a recent big news story has been the protests about the location of a new nuclear power station on the East Coast. As part of this, we covered what school students had been doing to protest. We also occasionally get complaints about how well the website works. Young people demand very high standards nowadays.
Hannah?
Are any young people directly involved in producing Happening?
Yes, young people get the chance to contribute in various ways. For example, we have a review section, which is concerned with films, CDs, DVDs and books. All of the reviews are written by young people.
And what future do you see for Happening?
That's a good question. First, I'd like to see it expanding. We've decided to include a section on celebrities and also do more on science and technology. For that, though, we need more staff, and that means more money. But the recent increase in hits on the website means that we can charge more for advertising space. So we're quite optimistic about that. More generally, though, politicians seem to be getting interested in Happening as a place where young people express their views. If I'm right about this, then young people may be able to have an influence on government policies through Happening.
Interesting. Jerry, you've got a question.